Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Roy Zimmerman presents Rise Up at Occidental Center for the Arts on June 7th at 7 p.m. Roy Zimmerman is one of America's foremost satirical musicians, bringing laughter and hope to progressive-minded people. On the phone with me today, Roy, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, Charlie.
Tell us about Rise Up, R-I-Z-E, and it's an album and a show. Tell us what people can expect on June 7th.
Well, we've been touring the country. I say we because my wife and I tour together, and we write these songs together, and we've been touring like crazy, which is really the only way to tour during the time of Trump. And looking forward to being at home in California for this show to bring, we always stress laughter and encouragement, you know, because it's a time when people need to take stock of the kind of the political and social situation. And there's some discouragement among progressive people that I think we can wave away a little bit with this show.
Well, tell us more. You've been at this for more than 30 years. Have you ever seen anything like what we're going through now?
No, I've been doing satire. And, you know, the problem with doing satire is it's supposed to be exaggeration. And, you know, how do you get any more absurd or ridiculous than things really are? It's hard to do that. And it's hard to keep up, too, because, you know, we could write another song every 3.5 minutes and we wouldn't really be keeping up.
Yeah, you got that right. You've shared the stage with people like Holly Near, Robin Williams, George Carlin. What are you doing musical and, you know, music and comedy? Tell me about combining both of those and how you do it.
Yeah, I've got like one foot in the folk music world and one foot in the comedy world. And another foot in advocacy. So I've got 3 feet is kind of what I'm after. And, it's a great combination, I think, a great way to get this progressive message and this encouragement across to people to make it an entertaining thing and at the same time an uplifting thing.
Right, exactly. And Rise Up, like you said, it's also an album. Tell us about putting that album together and how you were able to keep up and stay current with the times while recording an album.
Well, I'm very proud, first of all, of this album. This album turned out so well. And it's about half song parodies and half song, original songs that Melanie and I have written. And some of it is Trump-centric, you know, because it would have to be during this time. And some of it is more broadly, take broader satirical swipes at the scene, the current scene. But it's a beautiful sounding album as well.
Sure, people can't wait to hear it when they see you June 7th at Occidental Center for the Arts. You are a Northern California guy, right? You're going to be coming home for this show. That sounds great.
I am. I was born in San Francisco, and, we live in Northern California now, too.
And people can get tickets at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Tickets are $20 advance, $25 at the door. The art gallery will also be open, and there'll be refreshments. What else do people need to know when they come see you play in Occidental?
Well, I always try to bring people together, right? You know, so it sounds like I'm preaching to the choir, but really I'm just entertaining the troops.
Right.
And the comment that I get often is, you know, I disagree with some of the stuff you sang, but I laughed anyway.
Hey, good enough, right?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that, bringing people together, because like you said, we're not trying to continue the divide with this satire. We're trying to empower and bring people together in a community. I'd love to hear more about that.
That's what satire can do, I think, because, you know, you're supposed to take the absurd point of view, the point of view you disagree with most vehemently, and state it as if it were your own point of view. That's what reveals the absurdity. And so, you know, that's why I say it's not so much a partisan thing, because if you state the absurdity, then everybody can see the absurdity in what you're saying. And it moves you toward a more positive vision it can be the most uplifting thing to make fun of the current situation. It's the healing power of ridicule.
Oh, I love that. Well, Roy, this has been great. Thank you so much for getting on the phone with us. And Roy Zimmerman, Rise Up, June 7th at 7 p.m., Occidental Center for the Arts. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.